Hi, precious heart. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. This is a time of new beginnings, and the wonderful thing about this experience is that because of the tremendous shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness that humanity and the planet is experiencing really on a daily basis, our God Self, our I Am Presence, is now able to communicate with each of us in new and profound ways. That space, that distance between the higher frequency of our God Self and our lower fragmented human ego is being greatly dissipated. And when we center ourselves and go within to the divinity of our heart, the still small voice is now not so still and not so small. This is a time when we should all be taking time to quiet ourselves, to enter that state of listening grace, to go within to the divinity of our heart and ask the questions that we want answered in order to fulfill our divine plan and our highest good. You know, all of the indications are, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be open. On a biblical level, we hear things like, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven within, and all else will be revealed to you. This is available to us now in ways that we haven't experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. It's important for us to get in touch with that aspect of our divinity, our I Am Presence, because only our I Am Presence can truly guide us through the next steps of our ascension process. This aspect of our divinity knows exactly what our divine plan is and how we should bring it into manifestation. It understands completely this ascension process that we are now in the midst of. We're all going through very dramatic changes, and it is critical that we stay focused on the light and what we want to create in our lives. We must not allow ourselves to be manipulated by the media into focusing on the negativity that is surfacing to be healed and transmuted back into light. So today we're going to talk about the focus of our attention and empower the thoughts and feelings associated with prosperity consciousness, because this is a critical part of the frequencies of the new earth for humanity to reclaim our divine birthright of God's infinite abundance. We were never supposed to be struggling in poverty, lack, and limitation. That is absolutely a human miscreation. In this new beginning, it is time for abundance to be a tangible part of our everyday lives. In this time of new beginnings, you and I also have a powerful responsibility to add to the light of the world, not only for ourselves, but on behalf of our loved ones and all life evolving on this planet. After all, we are one with all of humanity. This means very practically and tangibly that we are all interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. Every man, woman, and child on Earth is part of who we are. Consequently, every thought, word, action, feeling, or belief we express is affecting every single person, every place, every condition, and everything on Earth. Depending on our time frame and our frame of mind when we're sending these things forth, our thoughts and feelings are very powerful, and we're either adding to the light of the world or the shadows with every single thought, word, action, or feeling we express. The good news is that since we are one with every person on Earth, we have the ability also to serve as surrogates on their behalf. No matter how buried a human being may be in their painful outer world circumstances, or how far he or she may be from realizing the profound truth that he or she is a beloved child of God, you and I have the ability to make a significant difference in that person's life by invoking their I Am Presence and asking that aspect of their divinity to take dominion of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. All we have to do is recognize that we are one with that precious soul and invoke the light of God on their behalf. As I mentioned, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. These are non-negotiable tenets of our sacred gift of free will. These universal laws mean that our I Am presence and the company of heaven cannot intervene in our earthly situations without our permission. Since we are all one, it means that we have the ability to hold the sacred space for our sisters and brothers who have not yet awakened and who are so buried in the uncomfortable situations of their life experiences that they haven't been able to get their heads above the mud puddle of their own pain and suffering enough to connect with their God self or to ask for divine intervention in their lives. If a person abiding in the physical plane does not comprehend these universal laws, someone else who is abiding in the physical plane can invoke assistance from on high to that person. In many instances, it may have been years since the I Am presence or the company of heaven has been asked to assist that particular person. As a result of that fact, he or she may have suffered unnecessarily or perpetuated chaos in the world without knowing that the company of heaven and their God self was standing in readiness, awaiting the opportunity to help them out of their situation. This is what is meant by the other principle that states the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. We are in this physical realm with our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity, so we have permission to invoke the light of God on their behalf. We're not fulfilling their karmic liabilities and doing it for them, but what we are doing is invoking the company of heaven and their I Am presence to intervene in their lives so that their I Am presence and the company of heaven will help them lift their heads up and perceive the light for themselves so they can begin transmuting their misqualified energy and moving into the light on their own. When we invoke the light of God and ask the I Am presence of any person to intervene in alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned, literally the floodgates of heaven open in response to our heartfelt plea. During this hour together, you and I are going to invoke the company of heaven and the I Am presence of every evolving soul on this sweet earth. And together we will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. When we say, I am my I Am presence, it directly connects us with our source, the cosmic I Am, our Father, Mother, God, all that is. When we say, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity, we lift the I Am presence of every person evolving on this planet into alignment with the source of all that is. So join with me now in consciousness as we unite our hearts and minds with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, with the heart and mind of light workers that are joining us to assist in this process all over the world, and with the heart and mind of every person evolving on this planet. Feel the love of God flowing through your heart flame, merging with the divinity in your heart, and expanding then from your heart flame, flowing into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. And we affirm collectively, I am my I Am presence, I am one with the I am presence of all humanity. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I am transformed into a powerful force of light. Collectively, we are one magnificent divine presence. So during this time together today, in one point of consciousness and with divine intentions, we invoke the most powerful assistance that cosmic law will allow from our unified I Am presence and the legions of light throughout infinity to help us connect with our I Am presence, learn the principles of prosperity consciousness, and transmute every trace of poverty consciousness that we have ever created in any time frame or dimension, both known or unknown, whether through the thoughts of lack and limitation, poverty consciousness was created deliberately or inadvertently. We ask now that the violet flame of God's infinite perfection transmute these patterns of poverty consciousness back into the light, reestablishing prosperity consciousness through all time frames and dimensions, and in my present life, right here and right now. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Abundance is our divine birthright. That statement is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. It is a profound reality. Unfortunately, humanity forgot that truth long ago. So for eons of time, we've been struggling in a quagmire created by our beliefs in lack and limitation, separation and duality. This self-inflicted trap has held us in the paralyzing grip of fear, poverty, greed, selfishness, and corruption for far too long. Now, in this time of new beginning, we need to clear our relationship with money, and we need to reclaim our natural ability to manifest the infinite abundance of God in our everyday lives. So let's start by clearing our relationship with money. As I mentioned, abundance is our natural birthright. And in the beginning, our godparents gave us everything we needed to easily sustain our physical bodies throughout this earthly sojourn. We were given the radiance of the sun, fresh air, water, food, and materials from which we could build shelter and make clothing for ourselves. The divine intent was for our physical needs to be taken care of so that we could focus our energy, our life force, on using our gift of free will to learn to co-create the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, thus literally expanding the kingdom of heaven on earth, this physical plane. It was never the divine plan that we have to struggle from morning until night in mundane, tedious jobs just to put food on the table and supply the needs of our physical bodies. That, in fact, is a gross distortion of the divine plan, and it is a cumbersome distraction from our purpose and reason for being in this school of learning. After the fall, we lost awareness of our divine heritage, the fact that divine abundance was our birthright, and the fact that we are children of God. As we descended into denser and denser frequencies of our own human miscreations, our God selves were unable to communicate with us. We lost contact with our I Am presence because we fell into such dense frequencies of chaos and confusion. We could no longer hear the guidance from the inner voice of our I Am presence. compensate for that void in our lives, we developed our fragmented, fear-based human egos. We gave our power away to that mutated aspect of ourselves and allowed it to manipulate us into believing that the physical plane was our only reality and that our purpose and reason for being was to gratify the physical senses. With that distorted perception, we started believing that things were going to be limited and there wasn't going to be enough. So we started accepting that lack and limitation were part of this physical reality. We forgot that we are co-creating this reality and that the unformed primal light that comprises every particle of life in the physical plane is limitless, pouring forth from the core of creation within the heart of our Father, Mother, God. We forgot about the abundance of God, and we started fearing for our survival. We became afraid that there wasn't going to be enough of the necessities of life for everyone to live in comfort and peace. So we began hoarding things that we needed to sustain our physical bodies, which blocked the flow of God's abundance because of our fear-based thoughts based in lack and limitation. As those fear-based thoughts reflected on the elemental substance of Earth, we started actually experiencing through our creation inclement weather conditions, which resulted in floods, droughts, famines, plagues, and pestilence. When that happened, we were catapulted into a vicious circle. And the more we hoarded the things we needed to survive, the less we had, and the more lack and limitation we experienced. Then we became even more afraid, creating this ridiculous, vicious circle. We developed a consciousness of greed and selfishness that we believed was necessary in order to survive. We started fighting with each other over land, food, water, and material things. Eventually, we created a monetary system to barter for the very things that God had given us for free, the things to sustain our physical bodies. As the confusion and chaos built in momentum, our human egos coerced us into believing that whatever we needed to do to survive was appropriate, even if it meant lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. We can clearly see evidence of that tragic situation and that belief system everywhere we look on the planet. Practically every malady manifesting on Earth can be traced back to the fear-based consciousness of lack and limitation. That is true whether we're talking about corruption, violence, moral depravity in governments, the military, financial institutions, corruption, corporations, and the things associated with medical insurance and the pharmaceutical industry, medical practices, religious organizations, educational institutions, profit and nonprofit organizations, or the private sector and individuals. Corruption, greed, selfishness, and fear exist everywhere. Our ego-based fear for survival infuses humanity with a willingness to do whatever it takes to get what we want. For eons of time, people have continually acted out of this distorted perception of lack and limitation. As a result of that illusion, people everywhere are writhing in the pain and suffering our human egos perpetuated by entrapping us in poverty consciousness. And we can see that everywhere. The new archetypes for the new earth include the infinite abundance of God, based on the divine truth that God is our supply, not outer world circumstances. Our natural heritage is the continual supply of all good things. When we remember that truth, we begin to open our hearts up once again to the limitless flow of God's abundance. During this unique moment on Earth, this is going to be recorded in the Golden Book of Life as a time when the era of eternal peace and limitless abundance was permanently reestablished on Earth, a time when humanity reclaimed our divine birthright by raising up into the fifth dimensional patterns of perfection for the new Earth, remembering the oneness of life, reverence for all life, and the full divine momentum of our new patterns of perfection from the new Earth. Just imagine, you and I are physically present at this time to co-create the events that will lift this planet and all her life into the light of eternal peace and limitless abundance. Now, in order for us to reclaim our natural birthright of God's limitless abundance, the first thing we need to do is clear our relationship with money. Since we have chosen to live in a system that uses money as our source of exchange, we need to eliminate our fear about it and realize that money is just a source of energy, period. It is not some awesome entity that comes into our lives to wield its power over us and to rule our destinies. It is only because of our fear for survival that we have given money that kind of control over us and that kind of power. First of all, we must eliminate poverty consciousness, and we have to start functioning with prosperity consciousness. Instead of worrying all the time about not having enough money, we need to focus on our gratitude for the money that we do have. The beings of light have said that worry is a way of praying for what we don't want. Gratitude is actually a magnet that draws to us whatever we are expressing gratitude for. Every time we spend a penny of our money, whether it's to buy groceries, pay our bills, for entertainment, or whatever, we need to bless it and to flood it with gratitude, being thankful for the service that this money has provided for us and for allowing it to be used as an instrument of exchange in our lives. Then we should let it go freely, knowing that money is just a source of energy. And like all energy, it will go out, expand, and return to us for more service. We know about the law of the circle. We know that whatever we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings returns to us. So why isn't that happening with our money? It's not happening because of our fear and because we have created a block. When we send forth money to pay for our bills or whatever, we think of it as making us less prosperous. Okay, now this money is gone. Now I don't have enough. Now I'm not going to be able to pay for this or that. Now I'm going to be limited. That is poverty consciousness. And that belief system blocks the flow. Whereas when we send the money out with gratitude, thanking it for the service that it's rendering, blessing the money, asking that it add to the light of the world, bring abundance into everybody's life that receives it, knowing that it's going to expand and return to us, we open the flow for that abundance. If we send our money forth grudgingly, bemoaning the high cost of living, fearing that we won't have enough to cover our expenses now, hating to spend it on the necessities of life, we automatically block the flow of abundance. That's what we need to reverse. The process of developing prosperity consciousness does not mean going out and charging unnecessary things and getting ourselves deeper in debt by spending money we don't have. That just creates more fear and causes more problems. It does mean, however, that we recognize money is providing a service for us, and that we should accept with gratitude and appreciation that service. Now at this time, we're literally moving forward at warp speed in this ascension process. And it's crucial for us to remember that we are responsible for co-creating our own prosperity. We must perpetually ask ourselves, is what I am thinking, feeling, saying, and doing right here and right now adding to my prosperity and prosperity consciousness? Or am I blocking my prosperity with poverty consciousness and fear? If what we are expressing is reflecting poverty consciousness, then we need to ask ourselves, what do I need to change in order to express prosperity consciousness and open up to God's flow of abundance right here and right now? And then change what you're thinking and feeling, blazing the violet flame to transmute all poverty consciousness you've ever released, this current thought and all previous thoughts, and begin empowering prosperity consciousness by being grateful for your money, blessing it, being grateful for the service it's rendering, knowing it's going to go out, bless all it comes in contact with, expand, and return to you. It is imperative that we hold tenaciously to our positive visions and energize them daily with our affirmations and the focus of our attention. We must be deliberate about our wealth. Then through persistence, confidence, and acceptance, we will open our hearts to the God supply of all good things. Now, there's a very vital factor to receiving God's abundance that the Company of Heaven wants to remind us of at this time. This is something all of us know at some level because it was part of the initial covenant that we made with God and our godparents prior to this embodiment. Now, listen to these words, take them into your heart, and allow them to resonate in that flame of truth. The law of the circle that we've just talked about plays a very important role in our prosperity. The ebb and flow of life, which is so clearly demonstrated in the law of the circle, is a critical factor in order for us to receive God's flow of limitless abundance. There are many expressions that describe the ebb and flow of our life force. The in-breath and out-breath of God, radiation and magnetization, giving and receiving, cause and effect, action and reaction, involution and evolution. In order for the divine plan to be fulfilled and for us to receive a continual flow of the limitless abundance of God, the ebb and flow of our gift of life, our actual life force, must be balanced. If we are receiving more of our life force than we are sending back to God in appreciation for our gift of life, or vice versa, then an imbalance is created that blocks our flow of abundance. When we volunteer to embody on earth, to learn how to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God, we made a covenant with God, and we agreed that we would cooperate with the universal law of the circle, which affects all life on this physical plane, and balance our life force, the life force that God was giving us, and all of the assistance we were given by the elemental kingdom to sustain our physical bodies, that we would balance that by using our gift of life to add to the light of the world. Our godparents agreed to provide what we would need to sustain our physical bodies. That includes sunlight, water, fresh air, material for food and shelter, and the electronic life substance that beats our heart and enables us to live, move, breathe, think, and have our being in the physical plane. In return, we agreed that our part of the covenant would be that we would balance that gift of life by using our life force and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth. We agreed that we would use our gift of free will to observe all of the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. And then through our unique perceptions, we would combine those patterns into ways that would create new, previously unknown expressions of divinity through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. We agreed to send forth our gift of life in the form of love, reverence for all life, gratitude, wisdom, abundance, peace, and happiness to bless all life on earth. In other words, we agreed to use our gift of life to add to the light of the world. When we fell into the abyss of our own human miscreations, we forgot about this covenant that we made with God. Even though we were still receiving and using our gifts of life from our Father, Mother, God, and they were providing us with everything we needed to sustain our physical bodies through the elemental kingdom, we were actually not giving anything back through our fear-based, fragmented, lower human ego. Instead, our fragmented human ego was using our gift of life to accumulate and hoard things through fear. We were not fulfilling our agreement by balancing our gift of life. Instead, we were using our gifts of love and appreciation to manipulate through fear into the consciousness of poverty, lack, and limitation. Our self-centered behavior effectively blocked the flow of God's abundance. Once our supply was blocked, we fell into the dysfunctional pattern that we are experiencing to this very day. And we are struggling every day just to make enough money to pay for the things we need to sustain our physical bodies. Those were the same things that God had given to us for free. We struggle now, all day, every day, to make money to put food on the table and a roof over our head and have our transportation, our heating, our clothing, all of the things that we need to survive. We spend time and energy to make money to pay for what God has already provided. Consequently, this is like not giving anything back at all in appreciation for our gift of life. We are not in any way adding to the light of the world over and above what we are doing to sustain our physical body. That imbalance has trapped us in a mode of stagnation and blocked prosperity from flowing into our lives. As a result, we were cast into the paralyzing throes of poverty, which only perpetuated this consciousness of lack and limitation. That perplexing condition is the cause of poverty, and we have experienced this for lifetimes. This is the reason for the financial situations that are affecting the global economy now. The light of God is increasing on earth, and these patterns of poverty consciousness are being pushed to the surface to get our attention so that we can perceive what we have created and transmute it back into prosperity consciousness. The good news is that we created this problem, and that means that we have the absolute power and ability to do something about it. We have the ability to renew our covenant with God and to reclaim God's infinite abundance in our lives, changing our course of direction. This, in fact, is exactly what the fifth dimensional patterns of the new earth involve. All we have to do to renew our contract with God, our covenant, is to begin doing what we agreed to do in the first place. That means that we need to balance our gift of life, sending forth our love and appreciation for the gift of life we are receiving. God has continually fulfilled that aspect of the covenant. We have continually been given the sun to light and energy, the water to drink, the air to breathe, substance for food and clothing, everything we need through the elemental kingdom to sustain us. But now we need to balance that gift of life, and in return, expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth by adding to the light of the world. I know that that may sound complicated, but actually it's very simple. Because anything we do to improve the quality of life on earth over and above what we're spending to sustain our physical bodies expands the borders of the kingdom of heaven on earth, the divinity of the physical plane. Whatever we do to bless all life by sharing our love, our reverence, our adoration, our gratitude, wisdom, abundance, peace, joy, happiness, assisting life in any way, shape, or form, further enhances the creation of heaven on earth and adds to the light of the world. Through meditation, through prayers, through contemplation, by sending love to our friends, our families, our loved ones, anything we do that enhances life adds to the light of the world. There may be as many ways to open up to the flow of God's abundance by adding to the light of the world, as there are people on the planet, by sharing their gift of love and appreciation for their gift of life. If we specifically want this to happen, we need to consciously monitor our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and see that daily and hourly they are flooding the earth with love, kindness, help, compassion, and the sincere desire to add to the light of the world. All of this will increase the open flow of our gifts of life. But there is a specific factor that the Company of Heaven wants us to remember about opening up to our financial freedom. Abundance comes in every single form: the abundance of love, the abundance of healing, the abundance of music and wisdom and love and understanding. But the abundance of money needs to come through our connection with money. The reality is that like attracts like. So what we are sending out through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings expands and returns to us. So this means that we need to send our money out. Now, of course, we are certainly sending our money out. We're paying for groceries, we're paying for rent, we're paying for all kinds of things. But the vast majority of those things are to sustain our physical body or for our entertainment. In order to open to the infinite flow of God's abundance, we need to take a portion of our money over and above what we are spending to sustain our physical bodies, and send that forth with no strings attached, asking that this money go forth in appreciation for our gift of life, knowing that this is a gift of love that we are giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. And that gift of money needs to add to the light of the world in some way. Now, there are millions of ways of doing that. This is really what the concept of tithing meant that we've heard so much about from the various world religions. But it often got very distorted in that process because the world religions often needed their money for survival. So it was presented to us in such a way that it was no longer a free will gift of love that we were giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life, but it was another bill that we were feeling obligated to pay in appreciation for our life and in the way that we are sustaining our physical bodies and our life experience. So we need to shift that. Tithing, and the beings of light have said, if we will give away this portion of money, as little as 10% of our income, over and above, not 10% of our collective, our total income, but give that portion away over and above what we're spending to sustain our physical body, consecrating it as our gift of love that we are giving back to God, knowing and expanding it, it will return tenfold and more back into our life, bringing this open flow of abundance. So at the present time, we use money as a means of exchange. So in order for us to attain prosperity and to become financially free, we need to increase this flow of money. Money begets money. We can easily do that by applying the universal law of the circle. As I mentioned, like attracts like. What we send out in the form of energy returns to us. Money is energy. In order for us to attract more money into our lives, for the flow of God's infinite abundance, we need to send out money, a portion of our money, over and above what we are spending to pay for the things that God already gave us for free. So the spiritual key to increasing our cash flow is for us to give a portion of our money away to people who will use it to assist us in co-creating heaven on earth in some way. We can accomplish that by giving this money in the form of a tithe to people, institutions, organizations, charities, spiritual groups, religious groups, corporations that are doing research that are improving the quality of life, animal or human civil rights groups, environmental groups, human endeavors that are associated with science, medicine, research, alternative fuels, free energy, the arts, education, sustainable development, global peace, justice, or any other person, place, condition, or thing that we are sure is working with reverence for all life and the genuine desire to add to the light of the world by co-creating the light and wonder of heaven on earth. And there are many, many activities that we can give that to that will fulfill that purpose. Now, the general consensus is that if we give away as little as 10% of our income back to God in appreciation for our gift of life, we'll open such a flow of abundance that it will expand tenfold and more, and we won't be able to handle it all. The attitude and consciousness with which we give our money away is the critical factor in our success. This money that we've chosen to give away, that's over and above what we are spending to sustain our physical bodies, must be given away freely with no strings attached. That means that we don't expect anything in return from the person, place, condition, or thing we've given it to. But we absolutely do expect that they are going to use it to add to the light of the world for the highest good of all concerned and to improve the quality of life on the planet. Now, once we give our money away, it's important for us to acknowledge and accept that in compliance with the universal law of the circle, just a moment, in compliance with the universal law of the circle, our money will expand and return to us through the God supply of all good things, tenfold with the highest good for all concerned. Now that should automatically be happening, but the reason we need to consciously affirm the return of our money is because we've forgotten this principle when it comes to money. We expect that our anger is going to return to us. We expect that our love is going to return to us. But we do not expect that our money that we spend is going to return to us. But now we need to shift that. This is a form of energy which should have been going out and returning to us all along. But we've been blocking it pursue our process of fear and poverty consciousness. Through the distorted perception of our human egos, we've developed the expectation that money goes out but that it never comes back. By affirming our divine birthright and decreeing to accept God's infinite flow of abundance, we program ourselves to expect prosperity. This is a critical factor in returning and opening up through free will to prosperity consciousness. We can start by reclaiming a tenfold return for our gift, but in truth, there is no limit to the return that we can expect. When we state the following decree with deep feeling, we affirm our gift of love and appreciation and claim God's flow of abundance on the return current. Now, you can word this any way you want to, but the idea is for a prosperity decree to say, for instance, I am giving $100 back to God in love and appreciation for my gift of life. I am giving, and whatever amount you're giving, I am giving $100 back to God in love and appreciation for my gift of life. Then give that money to whoever you've chosen that you know is adding to the light of the world. Then once you've given it, you say, I am gratefully receiving $1,000 from God's infinite flow of abundance on the return current with the highest good for all concerned, so that you're decreeing and expecting this money is going to return to you. I am gratefully receiving $1,000 from God's limitless flow of abundance on the return current with the highest good for all concerned. So the key is you don't expect anything in return from the person, place, condition, or thing you've given the money to, but you absolutely accept and expect that through the law of the circle, the universe and our God parents will send that flow of abundance back to us with the highest good for all concerned. Once we give our love and appreciation for our life back to God in the energy of money and claim God's tenfold return of that flow of abundance, it's important for us to consciously expect to receive an increase in our money. We must not limit God by trying to figure out where the money will come from, but all of the money that we are receiving back into our life, we need to accept as our flow of abundance returning to us. We need to open to the receptivity to every single avenue of return. Every time we receive unexpected money, if we go out to lunch with someone and they pay for the lunch and we thought we were going to pay for it ourselves, accept that that's your flow of money coming back to you. If someone buys something for you, from you, know that this is your influx coming back to you. If something's on sale that you have to buy and you end up saving money, know that this is your flow of abundance coming back to you. Accept that every single increase in your flow of abundance is your money coming back to you. If things are on sale or if the bills are less than you thought they were going to be, that's your money coming back to you. If someone gives you an item that you thought you were going to have to purchase, so now you don't have to purchase it, that's your money coming back to you. If you get a raise in your job, or if your income taxes are less than you thought you were going to have to pay, we are receiving God's money. If someone finally pays an old debt that you thought was lost forever, or you receive a bigger refund than you were expecting from some source, know that that's your money coming back to you. This is opening up and creating the abundance of God in our lives. The more we adjust to the constant flow of giving and receiving our money in love and appreciation for our gift of life, the sooner the limitless abundance of God will be an ever-present state of being and tangibly present in our lives. Now, I know that 10% of our income is a lot if we're struggling, but begin somewhere and work up to 10% of your income. Remember, This is a gift of love you're giving back to God in appreciation for your gift of life. And God has already fulfilled that part of the covenant. Now it's our responsibility to fulfill our part of the covenant that we've been blocking. So join with me now in this affirmation as we begin to open to the flow of God's abundance, sealing this information in our heart flame so that our God self can bring it to our conscious mind, reminding us of it moment by moment throughout the day as we bless our money, focus on prosperity consciousness, energize thoughts of prosperity and gratitude, and clear the way for our love offerings that we are giving back to God in appreciation for our gift of life. So together, from the deepest recesses of your heart, allow this affirmation to resonate in your heart flame. I am eternally financially free. I am invoking the golden light of God's abundance and eternal peace on behalf of myself and every light worker who is involved with establishing the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am one with the company of heaven, and I am one with my Father, Mother, God. I now know through every fiber of my being that my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven are accepting the financial gifts and the sustenance as a gift of love that I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life with every love offering, every tithe I make. I expect and accept that this money is blessing all life and increasing 1,000 times 1,000-fold on its return to me and on its return to those who are selflessly assisting beloved Mother Earth. I know this is transpiring with the highest good of all concerned, right here and right now, to increase daily and hourly through my heart flame and my prosperity consciousness with every breath I take. Moment by moment and day by day, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is available to me through God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. The universal laws, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be open, are manifesting in my life now and forever. I revel in the buoyancy and elation of this newfound freedom and God's infinite abundance that is now flowing into my life. The company of heaven is rejoicing with me as I reclaim my divine birthright and accept my eternal peace and the God supply of all good things through the flow of God's infinite abundance. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am. Beloved, I am. I am, I am, I am. The eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and permanently sustained by God's divine grace. I accept this accomplished right here and right now, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Precious Heart, thank you for your willingness to be the open door for these patterns of perfection for the new earth, including the eternal peace and infinite abundance of God. You are the open door that no one can shut, and the golden flame of God's abundance and eternal peace is flowing through your heart flame. This is a wondrous moment on earth, and you are powerful beyond your knowing. Be the change you want to experience in the world. Please join with me again next week as we continue expanding the light and the patterns of perfection for the new Earth on this blessed planet. I'm Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.